Here we go, Friday, December 16th, 2022. It is our for time or not option for the week, and the or not might be a great way for most people to do this and just make it a skills day, a practice day, a technique day, and a day that you get better at body weight movements. It's for time or not, 15 ring muscle-ups, 25 toes to bar, 35 burpees, then you hop on the bike, 45 calories for men, 30 for women, then 35 burpees, 25 toes to bar, and 15 ring muscle-ups. Not a barbell in sight. Everything about this workout is important, but the critical things that I built it around were those ring muscle-ups and the toes to bar. A lot of upper body pulling, a lot of grip, and a lot of complexity in those two movements, and a fair amount of volume. You know, two sets of 15 for the ring muscle-ups. Those are big chunks. Two sets of 25 for the toes to bar. Those are big chunks. And especially hitting that first set of 25 toes to bar after the ring muscle-ups. And then on the way back down, you do the 25 toes to bar, and then you have 15 ring muscle-ups waiting at the end of this workout. Those are going to be some of the most challenging ring muscle-ups most of us have done in a long period of time. That's okay. As long as you're safe, as long as you can do them, you're taking the rest that you need, it's okay to have a bit of struggle every now and then. Struggle builds physical strength and character, quite frankly. And it's also why it's a great day to potentially not run the clock. If we look back, toes to bar and ring muscle-ups were chosen today. Last time we had some midline on Tuesday, we did GHD sit-ups and chest to bar pull-ups, so midline and upper body pulling, but just different. Last week, we go back, we had regular pull-ups in MRF. Again, now we're doing ring muscle-ups. Before that, we had rope climbs and sit-ups, so upper body pulling and midline, but different. Before that, we had bar muscle-ups and hollow rocks, upper body pulling and midline, but different. So having the ring muscle-ups and the toes to bar makes a ton of sense, and that's why they were programmed today. And quite honestly, the middle section, the burpees, bike burpees, it's just a slugfest. You're just moving, you're just getting it done. There's interference in there, which is gonna make everything else harder. You're using your upper body, you're pushing off the ground, your midline has to be stable, you're kind of holding a plank position during the burpees. You're gonna wind yourself on the bike. Those are, again, big chunks of work. So today is, don't get me wrong, it's supposed to be challenging, but don't run the clock if you don't wanna run the clock. For the wild card option, we take out the ring muscle-ups and we replace it with sets of 25 pull-ups, strict or kipping, your call. For the GHD, you can do GHD or you can do V-ups. And then we took out the bike, put in an 800 meter run. So that wild card option is gonna be a nice way for a lot of people to do it. And again, the strict or kipping is a great option. Scaled option, we knock everything down. We've got the ring rows happening there. Make the ring rows really challenging for the angle. For that set of 15, I would want to see you have to break it up at least two or three times to get to that 15. Make it tough. You know, three tough sets of five would be great. Limited equipment crew, of course, are doing the lowering muscle-ups. They're going for a run, and they're using as little leg as necessary on those lowering muscle-ups. Any option today, from the prescribed to the wild card to the scale to whatever, if you want to do lowering muscle-ups, put those in for sure. They're fantastic, they're infinitely scalable, and you will not be you'll be fatigued, but you won't be shortchanged. So enjoy today's workout. I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts and comments about it, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday.